This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's 9:07-ish on Tuesday morning. And it's U2 week. We're celebrating all week long. It's very exciting. The biggest band in the world doing their most iconic record in its entirety at Levi's Stadium. U2 is performing the Joshua Tree live May 17th, and we've got tickets all day long, but you've got a pair right now for caller number 97, 800-400-3697. If you are caller number 97 right now, you will be seeing this show live in just a couple days, May 17th. Amazing. And there's another chance at noon. Gretchy has that, and then Jane's got a chance in the 5 o'clock hour. So be listening all the live long day to the Alice. Call in 97 right now, 800-400-3697.
Our other text number, or that's actually the number you can text, the 800-400-3697. We get lots of stuff throughout the show. Here's one, 408 says, doesn't Vinny mean Westfield Oak Ridge? I looked it up. Directly across from Santana Row is Westfield Valley Fair. So Yuzette had it correct. And that's the one I was talking about. They've got the killer food court, and it's got mixed greens there. Mm-hmm. So you can get those salads that we like to get. It's good.
Someone wrote that Sushi Rito has replaced mixed greens at Valley Fair. 408.
Mixed greens left?
That's what it says here. It's just a texter, though. Maybe it's, I don't know.
Just a texter.
Possible.
Nuts. Well, we used to have mixed greens delivering salads downstairs.
I love that. And the sandwiches were so good,
and
too.
And I was even like getting two or three at a time. But I started to realize that not enough people were eating it, and they stopped doing it daily. And then it became, I don't know.
And when then another company got in there.
Oh.
And it was,
I was already gone by then.
Not pleasant.
I would move to a 707 says, I would move to that town in Italy in a heartbeat.
Well, you can. They'll pay you $2,000 to do it.
Spend way too much time dreaming of living far away from lots of people. Kind of ironic for someone in the hospitality business.
Oh.
I don't think it's, I think that we all have moments where it occurs to me on occasion when you're just, wherever you are, there's someone always on your ass. And you just got that feeling like, God, man, get off me for one set, like whether you're in a parking lot or just, you know, like you get in your car and you take a second to start a song and someone's already honking, get out of your parking spot. And you're like, you mother.
How do you even know I'm leaving?
Yesterday.
I've been watching you walk.
I'm on the Embarcadero, which is the street we take to get out of here every day.
Yeah.
And I'm at a light.
Yeah.
And I have the green. But the people or the traffic is backed up. There's nowhere to go. If I pull forward, I'm in the street.
Which is illegal.
Right.
You're not supposed to cross the street unless
and
there's room on the other
stupid.
Side.
And it's stupid. You're just, now you're blocking pedestrians and everybody
Gridlock,
else,
right.
too. So I stop, and I'm waiting, and the DB behind me lays on his horn. And I just put it in park, flip the door open, and just screamed at the dude.
Oh, you did?
And he was in a convertible, too.
No protection whatsoever.
Hey! And he whoa!
Well, nothing.
Like,
you just laid on your horn.
You're laying on your horn. I'm trying to tell you. There's nowhere for me to go. You want me in the street? What, you want to be in the street too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. Wow, Vinny.
Well, what do you, I mean, that's
no,
the thing.
No, I get
like,
it, but.
God.
Maybe you taught him a little lesson. He couldn't see what was in front of you.
You know what,
honestly.
I drive a Prius. It's not a pickup truck.
That's right. You don't drive the other one anymore.
Open your eyes. You can see I've stopped because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. Look ahead.
God.
But there are those people, like even it'll say keep clear. Something you're supposed to not pull over that. And people just don't care. They pull right over and then someone's like, well, I guess I'll block traffic going here because I want to make a left there, but you're in my way. even though you're just sitting there.
And of course, there's construction going on.
Of course there is.
Down here.
Hello?
So.
415 says, Human, my family lives in the Amalfi Coast, and it's the best place, and plenty of great little villages to live in. My favorite hotel is Hotel Luna.
Do you know that hotel?
La Serena, you see.
Blah.
You should go, kids.
Yeah, it's, I would love
to. I will tell you this. That village where they're giving you $2,000, the hotels in the Amalfi Coast like start at $800 a night.
707 says, Human's an idiot. Bormita is close to the coast and Italian Riviera. He's such a blowhard.
It's gorgeous. But clearly people are moving away from there and they want to repopulate.
Fun connection of the day, says 415. Kate Spade is married to David Spade's brother.
Is that true?
Everybody's saying that. I meant to look that up. It's crazy.
415 says, there's a great podcast called How I Built This, and Kate Spade and her husband talk about creating and selling the company. It's really interesting. Oh. Yeah, that's, I mean, talk about the American dream. You build something, and then you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And take all the money and live your life.
No one's offering to buy
the
show off of us.
The dude's name is Andy Spade.
Oh, how
Andy
funny.
Andy Spade.
Pretty David and
goofy
Andy.
Goofy looking, too.
He's what?
Goofy looking.
Oh.
Well,
the Spades aren't known for their good looks.
What are they known for?
They're packing down below. Remember Heather Locklear
said? Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They got the fire down below. Yeah.
925 says, my husband's dad was one of the original founders of KFC, and he would be rolling in his grave if he saw these crazy-ass commercials David coming out with lately with the sunburned, sex-craved colonel. I haven't seen the sunburned.
I haven't seen that one. I know they keep changing the
they
colonel.
They do. I've seen Rob Lowe.
Yes.
But then John and I were watching a commercial yesterday. He goes, is that Rob Lowe? I go, sure doesn't seem like him. And I'm just watching the movement and didn't seem like Rob Lowe at all compared to the last commercial we saw a couple weeks ago. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, they're changing him up.
Yeah.
There's been a different guy a lot. 408 says, LOL. Vinny calling Eugene a small city. Eugene is a tiny little city. What are you talking about?
Do they mean it's just a big town and it shouldn't be called a city? Is that what
they're
saying?
Oh, maybe that's it. I don't know. To me, it was a small town, super quiet. I loved it, but I did have to leave for Portland at least once a month just to get some city vibe.
I think the only thing that would bother me about that is the rain. That would bum me out.
That's one of the reasons, too.
Yeah. Because you know where there no one is following you, no one's on your ass? You're like walking in the woods. That's nice.
It is pretty nice.
Yeah.
There's not
that many woods
ton
around.
Of jobs, and there's not a ton
in
of
the
money
woods.
There.
Yeah.
So you would change, you know. It changed a lot, actually. Yeah. Find yourself looking for deals at Walmart on things.
Yeah.
Vinny, I keep forgetting to text you. They have peel-off nail polish. My husband bought it on Groupon. I've tried that. My daughter sees the nail polishes off and then instantly wants to redo it. So it doesn't matter whether it's peel-off or I can take it off. If she sees that it's off, she's like, hey.
I know what we can
let's
do.
Let's do your nails. Okay. Super.
You should let her, now that you have the matte black finish on your nails, you should let her paint like little yellow suns and put stars on there.
I'm good.
You sure?
Think so.
Seems super fun.
Nah,
just
I'm good.
Those little stickers, the
decals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have little butterflies and stuff.
Oh, that's one of the things. The other day when I was doing hers, she goes, can you do a flower on my nail?
What do you think I am, girl?
No, I can't do that.
You can.
Trust me, I
can. Super easy, Ben.
650 says, STFU, Human.
Yeah, Human.
I could go the rest of my life without hearing you say the Amalfi Coast.
Oh.
I couldn't. I need to hear it at least once a month.
This is
luckily,
funny.
I need that quota usually
yeah,
in the
and
week.
Then some.
But it's because there's a picture with it that it's funny.
I heard my name. Everything okay
Everything's
in the main
great.
Studio?
Is there a movie review today, asks 415?
Not today.
No, they're just practicing for Thursday, everyone.
Yeah. We have to live up to this intro. Let's not blow it. Let's not blow
did
it.
Did you see the text from the lady who's like, my face when Human says blow your load?
Oh, I did see that.
Goes, we don't want to blow our load before Thursday.
And she sends Giselle. A picture.
That's a good one.
Is it?
Yep. It's just cute. Look how cute she is. She's all, ew.
She hot?
Ow. She might be. It's hard to tell because she's got her face on.
She's
like,
making
ugh.
I'm going to puke face, so ow. It's hard to tell.
Ow.
Cheesecake flavored cream and maybe flavor add like strawberry with graham cracker flavored cookies for the Oreo idea.
Oh, well, and don't tell us. We're not offering $500,000 for the new flavor.
How about bittersweet chocolate cookie and caramel macchiato Oreos?
That sounds great. I would love like a caramel, like real caramel center, and then just take the whole cookie and dip it in dark chocolate.
Also, you like dark chocolate dip, but you don't like chocolate?
I like dark chocolate.
Oh, I see.
Regular chocolates, like...
No, Rick, I mean, listen, I don't hate chocolate. I just wouldn't go for chocolate if there were other choices.
Do you like chocolate chip cookies with dark chocolate in it, then?
I don't want any chips in my chocolate chip
cookies. Yeah, that's
cookie.
Just right. not a...
I'll take one... Not, you can put one chip in.
That's weird. No.
John always makes a couple for me without them.
That's ridiculous.
So good to me.
415 says, dude, that don't hug your kids awake had me rolling. It's too much.
Don't wake them up with a four-piece, you know, band.
Let an alarm go off in your house once in a while. Let that be their long walk barefoot both ways to school every day. An alarm went off.
Yeah, don't bring them breakfast in bed and have their teacher sit at the foot of the bed, right. You know, gently teaching them their nursery rhymes.
Wake them up with air horns like this.
That was like time for the movie review.
I know.
Hey, well, Gretchen. Go ahead, guys. Hi, Gretch.
Ask her how her kid's hand is and stuff like that.
How's your kid's hand?
It's okay.
Oh,
it's
good.
Fine.
I checked your car. You know how I have to move your car? I check for blood, everybody. And it seems she hosed that thing down because there was no child blood all over any of the door jams.
I think their bones are just squishy and soft or something because I thought it would be bruised and swollen at least. It wasn't even bruised. It just had, you know. Yeah.
Oh.
Goodness, and I bought him a toy. I bought him a present.
What'd you buy him?
Oh.
What kind of toy?
He's been asking for this. He likes unicorns. There's this unicorn.
What's not to like?
I don't know. There's a unicorn tape dispenser that he's been dying to have.
Well, I don't know. I want to answer the question. What does a unicorn do that's of any value?
Oh, they're magical.
Yeah,
I mean, they're so cool.
Do they answer, do they like give you three wishes or something?
Oh, I don't know. Do they need to for you to like them?
Well, I mean, you're all,
wonderful.
What's not to like about a unicorn?
Thing not to like?
They're beautiful.
Do they do anything
something that you don't like about unicorns. Is there something in particular that has soured you?
I'm sure.
Did a unicorn do something to you?
Yeah,
I'm
did
not
something
saying they
happen?
Did. Which I'm just saying I don't understand why
right
you're
there.
Like, oh, what's not to like? I don't know. They're giant horse poops.
Yeah, show it to Sarah.
Oh, no, they're like, magic. They don't poop.
The tape comes out the butt and you pull the
that's
tape
so
off.
Cute.
It's rainbow tape.
Did you
yeah,
show Vinny?
Yeah, one of these for your kid.
Yeah, your kid will love it. You'll have tape all over your
that.
House.
Okay.
Rainbow tape.
The house, the car.
Oh, rainbow tape, too?
Yeah, rainbow tape.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, I would have killed for that when I was his
me
age.
Me too.
So that's what you got him?
Yeah, I got him a matching pen, too.
Tape dispenser.
That's what he wanted.
And was he so happy?
Yes, he was thrilled. He knew what it was. I had it wrapped, gift wrapped, and put it in his car seat. He saw it and he was
his
like,
hand was broken, or else he'd have been like, this is what you got me?
Mm-mm, it's fine.
Really?
His hand's fine, and he got the tape dispenser that he wanted so much. So
he couldn't flip you off.
All good.
Bad gift.
No.
Horrible gift.
Everyone, if
I told him, you know what? I told him, I said, you know, Daddy had a worse day than you, actually. I know you had started off bad, but Dad had a worse day than you. And he goes, is he in jail?
That would be worse.
Yeah, that would be a lot worse.
Everyone, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can see the tape dispenser.
Oh, yay!
Gretchen got her kid to make up for slamming his hand in the door.
Yeah.
415 says, stop bleeping with my Oreos. Leave them be.
Why is someone so upset about caramel?
What flavor? Did they make a caramel one now?
No, they're for half. You can win $500,000 if you come up with a new flavor for Oreos to try.
Really?
Right. So people are thinking up things.
I've got a good idea.
What's wrong with you people? Who says caramel? If you are a California
caramel?
Native, it's pronounced caramel. I am a native, and I've never given two craps about how you say caramel or caramel.
It's spelled caramel. And I think you're confusing it with the city Carmel.
Nobody cares. Nobody.
Yeah, but every time it comes up, this person texts. They're so upset about it.
Stop doing that,
yeah,
Sarah.
Relax. Oh my God, who the hell cares?
I also attended MiraCosta College and had economics with a professor missing his ring finger. Did you also? You think I would take economics?
I had this friend.
Come on.
You might.
I'd have never gotten through that. I didn't get through the regular classes.
That's funny. I failed economics.
I
my
took
first
a consumer
year of
Come on. Econ is ridiculous. Yeah. No one wants to take that.
Plus, it was at 8 a.m. I mean, oh.
No.
Please.
I had two friends that majored in econ at UCSD.
What are they doing now?
One is a liquor salesman and the other works at a pizza place.
Oh.
Okay.
Last I heard. I can't say for sure. That's what I last heard. A lot of people that I know went to college to get their parents off their back.
Yeah.
And they really weren't that into it. They just didn't want to be in an argument with their peeps.
You're going to college.
And they went. And they also thought, well, there's beer and weed, so okay.
Right. All right. I'll do that.
Oh, my God. The 10-year-old story made me get choked up mom style.
Is this the 10-year-old who got bitten by the alligator?
The alligator.
She fought the thing off. I guess she was on the talk shows this morning. She was saying that she didn't just punch it in the
poke
nose.
It in
she,
the eye.
She stuck her fingers in its nose.
Ooh!
And then it had to let go.
So it could breathe.
I guess.
Right.
Weird.
309 says, watching The Looking Glass this morning, and every time Vinny waves his hand around, I can't help but giggle. What a good dad.
Me too.
Yeah, I have nail polish on, everyone. And if you saw my feet, it's I have pink nail polish.
Well, why do you have shoes on?
Oh, hey, can I get a picture of that real fast for the Instagram? Sarah, make him.
No. I really don't have control over that.
Can we do this for the radio station listeners, please?
510 says,
come on, Vin.
It's a picture of Tom Brady crying, and it says, but it's so heavy with all that air in it.
Hey, who see those toenails?
510 says, Montana never lost a Super Bowl. Just saying.
Oh, burn.
Hey, don't point that at me. I'm not the one in a fight with you.
707 says, music and dance are considered therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yeah, strippers. Yeah, strippers. You're doing the world a service.
Right.
Vin.
So write it off, right?
Ben, can I see those toenails, bro?
What?
Benny.
No, you can't.
Come on!
No way, get out of here.
You just told us that.
All right, I'll tell you what.
What?
If you pull your pterodactyl talons out of the sock and put them next to mine, you
can
post.
I haven't cut my toenails.
Right?
So what?
What did I just say? I know you didn't.
Just do it, Hooman.
Yeah,
do it.
Hooman.
For the listeners.
For the listeners. Like you just said.
Do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it
live. I'm going to do left foot. So do your left foot.
All right.
Just your left foot.
Pull your left foot out.
Put your left foot out.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Left foot must be in better shape than right foot.
Oh, that's fine. For Hooman?
That's look at the size of that toenail.
Those are talon toes.
Oh, all right.
My God.
Get your toe out, Vinny. We got to get that on the Instagram.
He's
get your toe out.
Look how long that is. Doesn't that hurt? Like, doesn't
have a look at that.
Like, have.
Those are
so
nice
gross,
looking feet,
dude.
Buddy.
Jeez.
Really okay nice. Looking.
Those are nice looking. Good looking
you
feet.
You like it?
They're
what
not,
do you mean?
They're wonderful.
You're right.
They look soft.
All right. They're going to put them together. And Gretchen, are you taking
can
the picture?
See?
No, I am.
Oh. All right. They're going to post that up on Instagram.
All right. Jeez. Oh,
okay. Vinny, let me see your toes.
You can do one more.
Vinny, can I see yours?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, go show them to.
All right. I'll be up tomorrow.
Let me have a
that's
look.
Cute.
That foot up here.
He's going to work on it all night.
Oh, there's such a pretty pale petal
pink. Pale pink.
That's
it's like bubble gum.
She did that, huh?
It's
a good one. What do you think?
Yeah. She needs a little practice.
Disgusting.
She needs a little more practice.
He put his foot on me. Oh, God.
I know. He put it on all of us.
Yucky. Yeah, he's poking us all with his talon toes.
I did not. Oh, he
no,
did.
No, not you. You're fine.
Seen worse, but.
I did put it on your chair.
Oh, that's. I'm not worried about people's feet. usually, you know, right. unless I can smell them from here.
Smell what?
How do you like that nail polish?
Nothing.
Good? You into
it's
it?
Pretty.
I didn't see it. I was
well, you'll see it on Instagram,
tomorrow,
everybody.
Tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow are you doing that?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a lot of things to, you know.
We do, and we're doing a secret show today.
You know what? He's probably going to filter his toes out and make probably. His toes look all good.
He sure is.
Give him a French manicure. It's going to take him all day to get that pretty for Instagram. All right, so the Epic Battle Royale is next. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Gretchen is here in the studio with us. Gretchen, you drew first blood yesterday.
Yep.
So congratulations on that. Vinny, I hate to tell you, today's topic, fashion statements.
Oh.
Although, you know,
he might
he's
get
got his
that.
Finger on the
I'm
pulse, so we'll see how it goes. This first one is...
I shop at the car wash.
That is true. You are a car wash girl.
Yeah, so
that's
we'll
true.
See.
This first one is multiple choice.
Okay.
Are you ready, Vin?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Which French designer did France's first lady, Carla Brunei, exclusively wear on her first state visit to London in 08?
Karl Lagerfeld.
Not one of the choices. Oh. Dior, Chanel, or Givenchy?
Well, wait. Doesn't Lagerfeld design
Let's say
for Dior?
Chanel.
It doesn't matter. That's not the answer.
I'm going okay. Chanel.
Chanel, Dior. Oops, nobody gets a point.
Let me just see something real quick.
It doesn't matter, Vinny.
I know, but I need to answer
it
for myself.
Isn't he the guy that like yelled the really?
No, that's Galliano, I think. Okay. Isn't that his name?
I can't remember.
Yeah, he does Dior. I had it right.
It doesn't matter.
No.
You actually got it wrong because Dior was the answer.
That's fake news, Vinny.
What?
Okay, Sarah.
Okay, next question. Whose thigh-high slit in her black gown on Oscar night in 2012?
Angelina Jolie.
That is correct. Got her tweets galore when she displayed her right leg. Which rapper at the 2012 Grammys wore a red hooded Versace cape looking quite cardinal-like with a date who was dressed as the Pope?
Eminem.
Nope.
Read that one more time, please.
Which rapper at the 2012 Grammys wore a red hooded Versace cape looking quite cardinal-like with a date who was dressed as the Pope?
Kanye West.
Nicki Minaj.
What?
What waifish model created an apparel
Kate Moss.
Line? Kate Moss is correct.
She's the only waifish one.
She created an apparel line.
She's only like 5'5" or 6".
Is that so?
Yeah, she's not very tall.
I love her. She had beautiful calves. Check them out.
Okay.
Anywhere, whatever. She designed some line. 1-1. Here we go. What preppy handbag designer was hired to do some real runway designs?
Kate Spade.
Kate Spade is correct.
You should have got that, Vinny.
You know what? I would have, but I'm looking at my toes on your Instagram post.
You should really pay attention to the game.
It's already made the,
Good.
The internet.
Lots of likes.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Doesn't
Did I
matter.
Get it?
You, no.
Right?
No.
Gretchen
oh.
got it.
No.
Final question.
Okay.
True or false? Stella McCartney uses no fur or leather in her
True.
Designs. True is correct. By a score of 3-1, Gretchen Woo! Has won
oh,
today. 2-0.
That would have been terrible week. If I'd lost that.
Well, you know, you could always say car wash.
That's true. I could claim car wash.
Shopping at the car wash, yeah.
Yeah, good. All right.
We are off to do a secret show. You have U2 tickets coming up.
I do. Linkin Park at 10:05.
Oh, wow. Right
and
around the corner.
U2 at 12:05.
All right, perfect. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.